causes us to warm. All right, people. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, your program In the Zone. Host Lieutenant Eric Schein, we are live. It's 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 11 Central Standard Time, and, of course, midnight Eastern. And I am your host, Lieutenant Eric Schein, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, where I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the U.S. Merchant Marine. And I have been held within a military tribunal for the last 8 years by the Coast Guard, a special branch of military that's not supposed to be a branch of military, that I'm not in, never served in, that has me in what's clearly a military tribunal and has had me in it for the last 8 years. And now my matters are before the quote-unquote National Transportation Safety Board. But before we get to our guest, we have a special guest today, Paul Mignone. And his websites are, Paul Grignion, and I know I'm screwing up his pronunciation of his name, but we'll correct that when he comes on. It's PaulGrignon.com, or moneyasdebt.net, or digitalcoin.info. And he has three videos out, or movies, entitled Money is Debt 1, Money is Debt 2, and Money is Debt 3. And we'll be bringing him on after this commercial break coming up here in a couple minutes. But I also wanted to mention that our government does work when the American people force it to work. We are the ultimate oversight of it. The very same two judges who were involved in my own situation, Parlin L. McKenna, an administrative law judge, also known as a hearing officer, and Walter J. Brzezinski, a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard himself, who's hearing matters for the Coast Guard, a complete conflict of interest. He was a commissioned officer, lieutenant commander, in direct line on the commandant's staff, training, prosecutors that were actually before him. So the conflicts are, double, triple, quadruple, fold. These two individuals have been pointed at. And the Secretary of Commerce, Locke, L-O-C-K-E, has put out a public apology in writing because the Coast Guard ALJs are being contracted out to on loan to other agencies like the Commerce Department and NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, that oversees the fisheries and administrative law cases that are going on in there. And $650,000 had to be returned to, I think it was at least 11 fishermen. And it was because these fishermen, think of Paul and all the early apostles and the disciples who were fishermen, all these fishermen got together with their families and pressed Congress to do its job and the Secretary of Commerce. And I have to hand it to the Secretary of Commerce, Locke, who has done an amazing job. He actually appointed a special master to investigate the matters, and the special master Swartwood put out a huge report with conclusions in there that forced the hand of Secretary Locke, more or less. He didn't have to, but he did the right thing in not only issuing a public apology to these fishermen and their families, they've also shut down the use of these Coast Guard ALJs and shut down the contract that they had with the Commerce Department, NOAA, and the fisheries. And John Kerry, amazingly enough, has stepped forward and even threatened to hold hearings if they don't act on this and complete what the Secretary of Locke has promised to do in correcting these matters. So our government can and does work if you get off your lazy derriere and do something about it. We'll be back with Paul Grignion right after this commercial break.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
All right, we're back. This is Lieutenant Eric Shana speaking with, or I will be speaking with, Paul Grignion. He's Canadian. His website is moneyasdebt.net. And I'm reading from the producer's comments on the movie Money is Debt. And this is Paul's background, and it's spelled G-R-I-G-N-O-N, Grignion. He was born in Toronto, Canada, in 1948. First became suspicious of our money system. And he's not talking just about America's money system. I think he's talking about basically the world's money system, which would point to the Federal Reserve System, IMF, the way currency is currently handled, the banking system, and more. But we'll get clear on that when we bring him on here in about 2 minutes. When he was in high school in Ottawa, they were studying logarithmic functions such as interest, and it struck him that a money system in which money accrues interest at every turn could only function with exponential growth of the money supply. Something that did not make sense to him. He wasn't sure what it was, but he had a strong feeling that the banking system was a scam designed to benefit bankers at the expense of everyone else. And I think everybody else is starting to come to that conclusion. He vowed never to get into debt to the bankers. As fortune would have it, he has mostly fulfilled that vow. As hitchhiking, backpacking, young adult, he was led to Gabriola, a forested coastal island off British Columbia in Canada, where the building code was not yet in effect. His partner and he were to take up residence in a tent, then a shack, and as years went by and the four children arrived, primitive shelter without water or power gradually evolved into a modest but comfortable owner-built, paid-for home. This was achieved on a sporadic income that would never have been sufficient to buy a home had he gone to the conventional mortgage route. For several years, he made a living in the logging industry as a seasonal tree planter until injury forced him off the slopes, taking whatever jobs he could at first, eventually established himself in the longtime ambition to be a landscape painter and visual artist. And you can go to his websites, and I'll bring him on now, but the Moonfire Studio, and I would assume that that is one of his paintings there with the moon and some surf and a bunch of rocks behind it. But the reason I brought him on was his first movie that I've seen. I haven't seen the other two, and I want to watch them. But it's Money is Debt, and then Money is Debt Part 2 and Part 3. But let me bring on Paul Grignon. Paul, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So correct me on anything that I was in error on, and please feel free to embellish a little bit where I may not have done you justice.
Well, no, you were reading off my bio. Basically, I came here as a hippie and figured that the world was going to end in the 80s, and I just wanted to live in a nice place instead of a city, which is where I came from. And managed to pull it off with virtually no income, and we're still living in paradise in a paid-up house with almost no income. So that's it's not a much of a credential for the money system, but the way I fell into this job was through environmentalists. I concerns and realizing that all of our efforts to adapt to the situation on the planet are blocked by a money system that depends on exponential growth forever.
Well, it's a money system that the benefits accrue to the wealthy, a very small minority who have gamed the system to where it's almost like having a, like our roads. Instead of everyone benefiting from the roads, everyone pays into it, our tax, monies pay into it. We all benefit from it. It's a public trust held for all that we all equally share, not only the right to the responsibility, but the ownership of. It's the same thing, but to where the money and the benefits that should accrue to the people are instead accruing to a banking cartel, for want of a better term.
That's one aspect of it, sure. But, I mean, right built right into the math of the system is the need for expansion, even if you took out all the criminal activity.
Well, because it's basically a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it has those qualities, yeah. It depends.
I mean, if you look at, there's the old adage of, that you could have bought with $4,000 worth of gold coins back in the early 1900s, a really nice home, and now those same gold coins, if you still had them in your pocket, would still buy you a really nice home. But that the dollar itself is worth, some people estimate as much as 4 cents on the dollar.
Yep, true enough.
Well, tell us about your money.
Gold's not the only thing you could have bought that would preserve its value, and in fact, gold has been particularly unstable in its value since it was only, what was it? $350 an ounce not that long ago, and now it's $1,600. So, I mean, it's stability there.
But you know that there's a lot of games that go on, just like the De Beers play games with the diamonds and buy them from themselves and then stick them in the vault to raise the prices. The same thing is done with gold, and the same thing is done with oil.
Yeah, you can manipulate any commodity, which is why money is free. I propose to make money a completely different paradigm, a different definition.
Well, and I'd like to get that to that towards the end of the show, and at some point, stop me if we have to. But tell us about the movie. And there was one thing, too, that I mentioned to you about the video that Alex Jones was pushing, The American Dream. And I know you've seen it, but you haven't had a chance to review it again recently. But there was a couple key points that you noted, some errors in the
Actually, I just tried to watch it. I just quickly skipped through it. It's just the concept that the Fed drops off some money at the bank and then it gets lent out and multiplied, which is no longer true. And I mean, my own movie still has an explanation of the fractional reserve system, but it doesn't work that way anymore. I mean, you don't actually need a fractional reserve of cash in the vault if everybody's using credit cards. I mean, it's very simple.
Well, it's basically a signature instead of you placing your gold in the bank and gold certificates and people pass them around as IOUs for gold and whatever, you're basically putting your ass, on the line to where you put a signature on it and you can get whatever you want. But now, rather than having some kind of surety for that, like your home or a car or whatever, it's you. You are.
Well, usually they want your, I mean, credit card debt isn't secured. Yeah. So a lot of things aren't even secured with collateral. So I made up a real short little statement that the way the banking system works. They have this Cheshire cat hanging upside down. And he says, if you owe me, no, he says, if I owe you, this is the banker speaking, okay? And he says, if I owe you what you owe me, then you have money that you owe me. That's how the banking system works.
Yeah, kind of circuitous too, right?
Well, it sounds stupid, and it's true. Because it should sound stupid because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it's like
you owe the bank. You just go to the bank and you sign a document that says I owe the bank $100,000 plus interest over time, and the bank gives you something in return that bounces, and the bank gives you $100,000 in Federal Reserve notes in your case. If you demand them, all they give you is the promise of those $100,000 in Federal Reserve notes, and that's your bank account. And as long as you never ask for the notes, the bank never has to have them.
Right.
They made them. They created it entirely out of your debt, which is basically what the first movie is about. Because that can be a very baffling concept for a lot of people.
Well, in the first movie, what you said, it's 43 minutes. Is that what?
47.
Say again?
47.
Right, so it's not a lot of time for somebody to sit down as a good primer on the subject and watch it and get a pretty good understanding of, you know, our monetary system.
Well, it's certainly been popular. It's been translated. I've done it in 3 languages, and it's out there in another 21 pirated languages, 7 different alphabets. All over the world, some millions of web pages, according to Google. I don't know what those numbers actually mean, but you know, they always return you 700 in every language, and there's always 700 in about, you know, every one of those languages. So it's gone around the world huge. It's a huge phenomenon.
Well, one thing that we've talked about too offline was that you're Canadian, you're a member of the British Commonwealth, or, you know, as a Canadian subject, and I guess subject to the say-so of the Crown and the Queen. We talked about what went on with I keep forgetting.
The coalition government?
Yeah, the consulate general or the...
It's the governor general, yeah.
Governor general, right. And you mentioned, which I didn't know, that you had lieutenant governor generals, I guess, throughout Canada?
Well, in each province.
And that
we have the same. There's a queen's representative in each province. So in each case, the queen has a representative. Which, according to some scholars, Canada is still officially a ship in the Canadian in the British Navy.
Right.
And the queen is the captain, and these various governor generals and lieutenant governors are the officers of the ship who answer only to the captain. And then the parliaments are basically gadfests, in which decisions are made, but apparently, according to another study, our parliaments aren't even binding. I mean, they govern by custom, not by laws, what one of the judgments said. So, yeah, reality can be very different, but functionally, the parliaments make the decisions. You know, the Queen doesn't show up.
Unless they're going to do a vote of no confidence, like on Paul Martin or whatever, and the Queen doesn't like it, and wants to. Well, I guess Paul actually requested intercession by the Queen through her agent to basically prevent Parliament from meeting to carry on a vote of no confidence.
But that was Harper, not Martin.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
The Liberals prorogued Parliament several times, too. Nobody made a big deal out of it.
Yeah, and the only reason I go to any of these issues is that you guys have a different form of government than we do, but the monetary issues transcend any borders, any form of government, whether you're living in a kingdom, commonwealth, a republic, doesn't matter, something that's in transition. This issue of the monetary system and how it's being used to suck wealth out of the pockets of people, the way it's set up, is affecting everyone in the world.
Yeah, it is pretty much the same system. Really, there's only two alternatives, and even the Islamic, the other one is the Islamic banking.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Lieutenant Eric Schein in the zone, speaking with Paul Grignion from Canada. And the producer, writer, director, I guess you name it, he did it, for the Money as Debt, and part one, part two, and part three. And you can go to his websites and check them out. And you can also check out a lot of his artwork, which he's very talented. And there's some really nice pieces on here. I'm looking at several of them. I'd like to see a bigger demonstration of his artwork. But one of the things we talked about is people like Paul can't get, let alone his artwork and how he's been able to survive, but what he's worked on in the three videos, Money is Debt, parts one, two, and three, you know, it takes a lot out of his own pocket. He should not bear the burden himself in doing this public service, and I'm going to ask him to put out where people can go and the way that they can help by, you know, the best way is to buy the videos and to support him. But Paul, go ahead and let the listeners know how to.
Well, it is. Go to moneyisdebt.net. If you can afford to buy a DVD, please do. There's a way that you can donate via PayPal. I actually have had a couple of donations lately, so I call one. I'm not destitute yet, so.
Well, no, but, you know.
I put in a lot of hours. I figure it's close to 20, there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 24,000 hours went into those three movies.
Wow.
6 years work.
That's a lot of work. The but you know, for a part four or anything else to come out, maybe along different lines, and you know, I've thrown out to you about doing something on the military tribunals or military issues so that we don't, so that everyone understands, whether it's in Canada, England, Germany, United States, Japan, China, does not matter. Our military is there for one purpose and one purpose only, and that should be hopefully lessening as time moves forward. We hopefully see things, you know, more eye to eye, and that we don't especially use our military against our own, you know, people, our own personnel, and they're not there to be civil servants or anything else, and to carry on civil law administration. But that's another topic, and, you know, a lot more plotting and prodding from me to you, and maybe coming up with some money to figure out a way to get you to do that. But, you know, people, I'd ask you to please support them and to go on the net and buy the video. If not, at least go watch it and support the issues, become knowledgeable about them. And with that, we'll leave that. But tell us more about the movie, the first one.
Well, it came about because I was asked to videotape this fellow named Tim Madden, who was had a strategy for people who were being foreclosed on by the banks. And there were some Saskatchewan farmers who'd driven all night, still wearing their overalls, who were attending this thing. But he talked for 5 hours, and there was a tremendous amount of information on things that I didn't know.
What year
and I was supposed to make a video out of his presentation, but every time he came back to the same topic he started with, it was from a different direction. And end, I made this cartoon to explain the goldsmith's tale, and other people saw that, said they wanted to use it.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
What year was this, though?
That was 2002.
Okay, so not too long. All right, go ahead, sorry.
Well, we were still talking about how the debt system was going to collapse. So that was quite a while ago, 2002.
Right.
And then some people saw it and wanted to use it. And by then I knew a whole lot more about the subject. I'd been studying it full time after that. I made the first movie and realized that I wanted to make something more fully explanatory. So that's when I made the one in 2006. And it got support, say, Elizabeth Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich's wife promoted it right off the bat because she was a friend of one of the people who asked me to make it. So that got me started. pretty good burst of sales on that movie. That movie actually did quite well in terms of earning a living. But now everybody sort of expects everything to be free on the internet, so it has tapered off a lot. No, I made money as debt, too. That was to fill in the blanks that I'd left unanswered, the questions I left unanswered in the first movie. And that gets more complicated because that gets into the issue of interest. All these people who keep thinking that you can't pay the interest because the banks didn't create it don't realize that money cycles. If you pay something and then it comes, you get a chance to earn it again, you can pay it again. You don't have to create the money. It just does have to be recycled, though, and that's what's not happening. That you pay the money to the moneylender, and then the moneylender takes that money, and instead of spending it so you can earn it again, the moneylender makes it available only as a loan. Now you've screwed up the money system.
Right.
So
well,
the that was lent once is lent a second time. It's never available to the person who borrowed it, who needs to extinguish it by paying it back.
Well, and the one thing I've mentioned over the years as well on my show is that it's far better to have, you know, even from a democratic or economic or even ecological standpoint, it's better to have 100 millionaires that have to work together to get anything done. And they have to, you know, compromise and come together, and rather than 100 millionaire who can basically do whatever they want. And our system here in the United States was set up, at least back in the 20s and 30s, to try to prevent these, moneyed elite from taking over the system and running some type of corporatocracy. But when we come back, I also want to get into and talk to you about your digital coin, the other website. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesit, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
All right, we're back. And I want to throw it back to Paul, but before I do, I want to mention that you can go watch all three videos for free if you have to. But if you can't afford it, please buy the videos. Support Paul and his work. You know, there's a lot of people that are doing these public services, getting them out there at any and all cost to themselves. And it's nice to be compensated for your work. And a lot of time has gone into this. But I want to move towards the solution. And one of the things that Paul brings up is the digital coin. And I'm not real clear on it myself, so it'll be as instructional for myself, and we'll learn a little bit about it. And that, I guess, is part of the solution, if not a good chunk of it, in moving away from where we currently find ourselves. So it's back to you, Paul.
Yes, the digital coin actually came about because somebody who saw money as debt asked me to do a little bit of work explaining their network security solution. And one of their network security solution would allow you to create a totally secure file. And they said, if you can create a totally secure file, we could create a liberated money system. How would you design a liberated money system? And so I started with the premise of this technology in existence and came to the conclusion, which I put into my Money is Debt 3, which isn't, nobody's put it online yet. So Money is Debt 3 is not available online. 1 and 2 are all over the place. But the concept I came up with doesn't depend on technology, really. It's a concept. And it's a concept that was used a long time ago in medieval markets. It's as old as the grain receipts from Egypt or Babylon. It's the idea that, say you came to a market, like a farmer's market, right? and nobody had any money. Everybody had stuff to trade, but nobody had any money. So there you are in the barter situation. We're working out the trades between people as barter. It's just so laborious. You could spend a whole day and never trade for one thing, right?
Right, because everybody argues about it. Nobody's happy.
Well, everybody has mismatched needs. You want to buy a fish, but the fishmonger wants to buy something else, not what you have. But you have so many coordinations of need to barter that barter has never actually been practical. Anthropologists say most societies went from gifting to money. The in-between of barter only works in very limited circumstances because it's so clumsy. So on my digitalcoin.info website, if you do nothing else, watch the very first thing I ask you to watch, which is called The Essence of Money. And that shows you what medieval people did with their medieval market when they didn't have enough coin to make the market work. And in the cartoon, again, it's a cartoon. In the cartoon, the most trusted merchant, who is Anton the baker, everybody buys bread from Anton. So Anton knows how much bread he normally sells when there is money around. So he just writes a bunch of credit vouchers backed by bread.
And then that's why they called it dough, huh?
Could be. Also, hippies called it bread.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, lay on some bread on me.
Exactly.
And the beatniks, I mean. Anyhow, so Anton writes a bunch of vouchers against his own bread and spends them in the market, and then all of a sudden the market has money. People can transfer these bread vouchers around to facilitate their own trade. So that's basically the whole concept. You change money from something you get from banks and governments to something that anybody who's got something to produce that's in demand has the right to make money.
You mean like oil and gas?
Pardon?
I said you mean like oil and gas.
Everybody, yeah, including the big corporations, but also anybody.
No, I was joking because Exxon and a lot of these corporations would love to be the creator of and distributor of the monetary system as well.
Their money would have to be backed by their product. It wouldn't be empty money, right? What we're using as money now is a debt of money. But when you're in a debt of money, you have to pay it back with money.
Well, isn't that what we moved to when we were taking off the gold standard down here in the United States to a full faith and credit on the domestic product of the United States?
Yeah, but that's a collective, meaningless nothing, right? I'm talking about a baker promising you bread.
Right.
You know, on an oil company that's promising you oil.
Well, there's something physical attached to it.
Well, it literally is a promise. It's a futures contract. Basically, I'm talking about turning futures contracts into money. Essentially, it's a promise of something in the future at a certain time, maybe at a fixed price. Not necessarily at a fixed price, but it's a voucher for whatever the producer produces. Now, it has to be money. Money isn't created by producing stuff. You really learn that when you're an artist. You can produce all the work you want. Not worth anything. So basically, you have to have a means of assessing demand, and my whole money is debt tree and the digital coin proposal, which preceded it, are ways in which I figured out how we can automate that, free it from manipulation, because you get rid of bid ask transactions and you automate everything according to the actual volume of buy orders to sell orders. That's what determines the trade value of anybody's individual credit. So that if you impose that concept of money as a single uniform commodity onto each individual issuer, it forces them to have a balanced budget at all times. And if governments were issuers of this kind of credit, they would have to collect back in taxes precisely what they issue in credit. If you don't do that, the credits go down in value, and so there's nothing gained. I know it's a lot to explain, but it actually works out with mathematics, you know, simple arithmetic to learn in public school. You don't need to know anything fancy to understand how this works. It's very
simple. You wouldn't really have a bank system, would you?
Pardon?
You wouldn't really have a banking system, would you?
Would I rather have a banking system?
No. In what you're proposing, it would basically abolish the banking system.
Well, it would. I say that I re-employ the bankers, because in this system, I think it would work really well with similar type banking services. What we get rid of is the pretense that banks are lending money. See, the banks are monetizing your credit. That's what they're doing. You promise them, pay them money in the future, and they turn that promise of paying it back in money into money you can spend now. In fact, every one of us who borrows money from banks is committing fraud. Because we first of all, we usually pledge something as collateral that neither we nor the bank own. Right? You're going to buy something. The bank hasn't created the money for you to buy it yet, but the condition of them creating this money is that you pledge what you want to buy as collateral. Well, how can you do that? You don't own it. So you've hypothecated that you're going to own it in the future after the bank hypothecates this new money into existence. So both you and the bank have colluded in fraud. Everyone who borrows money from a bank is really guilty of fraud, but it's legalized fraud, so don't worry about it. Well, nonetheless, what you've done is you've created a claim on present wealth without having earned anything. Obviously, you've borrowed money and you bought something, and you're going to pay it off in the future. So you haven't earned it now. That's why you went to a bank to borrow money. See, so everybody, every time you borrow money from a bank, it creates new money that goes out into the total supply of money, which reduces the value of everybody else's money. But you get to buy what you want now and pay for it later with devalued money because you just caused inflation.
Well, the one thing I want to point out is you're not an economist, right?
No.
You're not a banker.
I spent 12 years studying economics on my own.
No. That's see, our monetary system, just like our legal system, should be accessible to the common, average, everyday Joe, whether you're a painter, an engineer, a plumber, does not matter. At some point, the only way that we can partake in commerce, trade, transportation, and even self-governance is if it's a system that we can partake in and that we can understand.
You should be able to understand. But somebody wrote me an email recently telling me they went through a pile of recent economics books and they didn't find a single reference to how money is created. So this sounds absolutely ridiculous. Economists don't understand money. Well, wait a second. Doctors, until recently, didn't know anything about nutrition.
Or medicine.
But, I mean, now it's not so ridiculous, is it? Economists know nothing about money, and doctors hardly know anything about actual health. They only know about treating disease. Well, economists only know how to deal with the money system once the money's created.
But it's that paradigm of the middleman that we've been so all trained on. Whether it's Christianity and that we can't get to God except through, you know, Jesus Christ, this guy in the middle. And I'm not saying anything about Christianity or anyone's faith or anything else. But to some extent, if you do step back, you have to understand that we have been trained to, you know, whether it's mercantilism or anything else, that we need these middlemen to deal with our legal system. We need these middlemen to deal with banking. We need these middlemen, these specialists to deal with defense, et cetera, et cetera. When in reality, that's not how our system was set up, and it shouldn't be, because it doesn't, the more involved we all are with our own system, regardless of whether it's a monetary system, defense, or anything else, legal system or more, the more that we are all empowered to be involved, the safer off we all are. And I could throw out Fukushima and all sorts of other examples to where if the people on the you know, boilerplates were allowed to do their job, or the deck plates, the things would have been run completely different than they were when they're being handled or managed by the bean counters.
Yes, everything has to be profitable in our system. So we construct, and then we also externalize all the environmental costs so that we only pay for them through the destruction of the environment rather than having it.
Well, they're not accounted for in that bottom line.
No, only the money costs are. Oh, no, there's just so many things wrong with this, the way we think and the way we do things. You know, it's not very encouraging, really. You just see humans getting worse and worse.
Well,
but some humans are waking up, so you got to go with the hopeful part.
Yeah, and it usually only takes a very small percentage of people to make a change, a positive change.
Well, ultimately, deep down inside, you know, we all used to live in tribes for like so many thousands of years, and then we lived in little villages, and in all of those situations, people communally supported each other. And we lived in extended families where we supported each other, and we didn't monetize every one of our bloody relationships. You know, everything wasn't commercialized. Went and helped your neighbor, and your neighbor helped you, and nobody counted the hours or the money. And fundamentally, down deep inside, you know, a lot of people yearn for that. You know, they yearn for the idea that we just do what needs to be done, and we look after each other. But our money system and the way we've commercialized everything prevents us from being able to do that. We all got to have money to survive. And I think in a complex society, I think the idea of going back to a gifting economy, you know, that worked in tribal groups and village groups where you had 300 people and they all knew each other. I mean, you can't expect a gifting economy. I don't know if you're familiar with the Zeitgeist movement. And
yeah, I've watched both and I've had them on my show. And
yeah, well, you know, at a person-to-person level, the gifting economy sounds like a wonderful idea. I do gifting economies with my friends, but, you know, I can't expect some Saskatchewan farmer to ship his wheat to China and hope that somebody's going to give him the fertilizer to grow some next year.
You know what I mean? Especially coming.
How are you going to organize the large flows of an economy based on gifting? I just can't imagine it. It seems too stupid an idea to even take seriously. And that's not to denigrate the idea of a gifting economy. I think some analysts have said our current economy is probably about 50% gifting. I mean, parenting is gifting. A child comes into the world and gets everything given to it. Didn't have to do anything to deserve it. Right?
Right?
You know what I mean?
We
depend on gifting for survival.
Well, even our roads, if you think about it, long and hard enough, that is a form of gifting because it's really one generation gifting to the next that everyone, you know, pitches in, does their part to build upon and even develop the transportation system. And, you know, we've got bridges here in the United States that have been around for over 100 years. And, of course, they were built way back when, but they've been maintained, improved upon, and even replaced over the years as the need grows. But it's one generation giving on to the next that builds upon that as part of a public trust that grows and is passed on into perpetuity.
Yeah, and it's not just the physical stuff. Just think of all of human knowledge.
And the monetary system is probably the most important because it is one of the ways, like if you take a bridge that's a public trust, that's not for profit, all the money that comes in is to basically run and maintain the bridge, pay salaries, give medical benefits, pensions to anybody involved in it, run the bridge, and allow transportation to go, say, across the San Francisco Bay or from across into London on the London Bridge. At some point, if you convert that to a private corporation, it starts to feed upon itself to where the bridge and the initial mission of that public trust is denigrated, because the profit margin starts to eat at it. And that it's the same thing with the monetary system. The profit margin from the monetary system is what collapses the entire monetary system and caves an economy, if not the world's economy, upon itself.
Yes. Okay, there's two ways I look at that one. You're basically talking about shareholders as parasites.
There's two different shareholders as I see it. There's shareholders in a public trust where there's no profit. It goes back to that public trust, and we as citizens or whatever all are shareholders in that public trust. We own, like here in the United States, we all own a piece of Mount Rushmore. If it's privatized, then some family or some corporate board owns it.
Yeah, well, Greece is facing that crisis where they're going to have to sell their whole country to pay off a debt that, you know, probably worth more than the whole country is worth at this point.
Well, Greece and Italy and other countries, they're selling off public buildings that have been public buildings for 400 or 500 years or longer.
Yeah, and all for money that never existed in the first place.
Right. So then you understand what's going on. I mean, it's the greatest.
It's incredible. I mean, you figure that the banks created the debt for the Greek people from the Greeks promising to pay it back.
Right.
The banks didn't have any money in the first place. But when the Greeks can't pay them back, now they have to pay them back by giving them their real property. But the banks never had any money in the first place. The
right.
money they lent you was your productivity.
It's the ultimate,
it's outrageous.
It's the ultimate con.
Yeah. Well, it's just absolutely outrageous. There was, at one point, a logic to it in that if you were monetizing your own productivity, who's going to accept it? Right? You need somebody to vouch for you. And so a bank steps in as your guarantor. Right?
Okay, yeah, you're an investor.
Well, the bank stood in as a middle ground so that the bank would take on the risk of, would guarantee the, your credit, like an insurance company.
You hear the music, Paul. We're going to break. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Cool. We're going to the last segment, too.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. I'm with Paul Grignion, a Canadian who has been kind enough to come on the show and talk about his three videos, Money is Debt, Part 1, Part 2, Part 3. Part 3 is not out, but you can get Parts 1 and Part 2 on the Internet. But please go to his websites and buy them, support him, support the, for want of a better term, the artist and or the writer, director, producer of these videos. They are done as a public service to all, but please support him. I'm going to throw it back to him. He can point you to the websites and give his last hurrah for the show on these issues. So very, 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 very important issues, Paul.
Yes, well, people can go to moneyasdebt.net, and you can purchase the DVDs through the online store. If you run into any trouble, go to the contact page and just phone me. We can take orders by Visa or MasterCard. Anyway, you know, those are the payment systems that exist. It's somewhat ironic, but that's all we can do at this point. I would encourage people to go and look at the references page. I've got quite a few links. I haven't kept up with the absolute explosion of resources on this subject since the crisis began in 2007, 2008. Before that, there wasn't anywhere near as much stuff on the internet about the subject as there is now.
Well, and real scholars are getting involved too, and I'm not trying to downplay your role in all this as I'm not calling you a normal Joe, but, you know, for want of a better word, you're, you know, like the rest of us out here, just trying to, you know, live your life. And, but now a lot of the quote unquote powers that be, whether it's the moneyed elite or even the educated elite, are starting to understand that what the people have been saying, whether they are in Canada, the United States, or anywhere else in the world, Spain, Portugal, Argentina, et cetera, that these are real issues and they cannot be ignored.
No, we have a structural problem with our money system that will lead us fundamentally to mass suicide. That's how I see it. I mean, we might go there anyway because we don't seem to be able to control ourselves or discipline ourselves or restrain ourselves from a bunch of greedy monkeys. But the greediest among us are making it way worse than it has to be.
Well, yeah, and I agree. Like, even what happened with Fukushima was preventable. You know, even with what happened in Katrina and Rita and the Gulf Coast and more, and even the BP incident, you know, BP came in and played a bunch of games with our laws to change and make things legal here in the United States that were still illegal in England that they couldn't do back home. And British Petroleum came in here to the United States, bought people off to change the rules so they didn't have to do and spend the money on like the blowout preventers and other things that could have helped at least prevent what happened. That was the price of a nice home in the Gulf area.
Mm-hmm. Well, so often it's just to cut corners. And then when you find out how cheaply politicians, especially the ones in the United States, can be bought, it just makes you weep. I mean, some guy sells his vote for a $2,500 or even a $25,000 contribution. Made $25,000 to a multi-billion dollar corporation is a joke.
Yeah.
And politicians will sell themselves for this.
And they have no compunction, no understanding of the gravity of what they're doing. Like, even Fukushima is preventable because those plants were basically designed, and they knew about the design flaws. They were designed to last 20 years and should have been replaced a long time ago.
Yeah, well, they should never have been built right next to the ocean where there's a fault line.
Right, and I would agree with
tsunami.
All that. Yeah. It's one mistake. It's one comedy of error on top of another with, you know, catastrophic, if not horrendous, you know, results.
Well, with the money system, you know, this is an ongoing crisis. They ain't going away. The debt, they just keep pushing the future off. The ultimate day of reckoning just keeps getting pushed off, and that makes it all the worse when it comes.
Well, the next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it.